Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. We are live from Wisconsin Dells at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. And joining us from our nation's capital, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trygve Olson. Gentlemen, we met the challenge offered by Trygve and our listeners. The listeners voted. We had an election. I accepted the results. And through the grace of God and some great entrepreneurship here locally, we are at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water. Good afternoon, everybody. Trygve, we did it.
You did it, Todd. And I am going to give a shout out to Dale Schultz, who hopefully is listening, who said to me, Todd is really innovative and able to make things happen fast. And you definitely pulled off something I did not think you would be able to. And I will tell you, last night, when I got wind that you were going to make it, I tried to see if United Airlines could get me to Wisconsin Dells.
Really?
But unfortunately, unlike you, I was not able to pull things off on short notice.
Well, and I fear that we may be getting into a bit of a duck war, and that's, of course, not what I wanted, because I think folks yesterday were saying, we'll go to the, you know, original Dells Ducks, they're called, and we reached out at simultaneously to both ducks because, you know, better to have a duck in the hand than two in the bush, and so we reached out to both. And the one just said, thank you very much. And the lawyer sent us an email and said, you know, what we'll catch you in November, which doesn't do a whole lot of good. And then I called the great owner here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Jason, and their crack staff here got me right through. And he said, sure, come on up. And so we came up last night and had a nice evening here in the Dells, kind of scouting everything out. And here we are. We got all set up. Jason is going to be joining us. Jason Field, the owner of the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water, is going to be joining us. We're also going to talk to one of the duck drivers. I mean, that's always a job. I'm not sure about you,
Zombers.
But like growing up, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to be a duck driver? And so we're going to be talking to a duck driver. Go ahead.
Here's the Gear Daddies wrote a song called Dream Vacation in the Dells. They also wrote a song called I Want to Drive the Zamboni. It should have been I Want to Drive the Duck Boat. Like, what were they thinking?
Right? No, I think, and you can see, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and X or Twitter, or Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to call it. And by the way, subscribe to us on YouTube. It helps us out and keeps you informed. And like us or whatever you want to do there on the old Facebook page for the All Ball Show. But you can see, if you're watching on the live stream, we've got the ducks here over my shoulder all lined up, the World War II ducks. Right above them, you can kind of see, there we go, right over there. We've got the zip line. You may see some people zip lining. And then we got a World War II era helicopter behind me, and right beside my head on the stream, a Sasquatch, which is, of course, better than having a Sasquatch by your head, because if you wake up and you got that going on, you got a lot of problems. So how does all this work together? Zip line, Sasquatch, and Army Dells Ducks. We'll talk to Jason Field here, the owner, in just a minute. And we're also going to be, as I said, talking to a duck driver. We got Luke Mathers stopping by at 12:30 for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. That'll be a lot of fun, talking a little bit about his favorite Dells memories or Wisconsin vacation memories, the Brewers, and what is grinding Luke's gears. Maybe Trygve will have something that's grinding his gears as well. But gentlemen, it is a beautiful day here at the Dells. Starting to get a little overcast now, but we don't expect any wet weather here today. But if you haven't been to the Dells, when's the last time you were here, Trigvy?
About 5 years ago, I took my kids. We were road tripping back, and we rode the duck boats, and we actually rode those duck boats. We went with the duck boats that were in camo.
The Army Ducks.
That was cool. Yeah, Army Ducks.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show, which my daughters thought was great. And then my older daughter, who just turned 15 and was about 7 at the time, ate way too much cotton candy and puked.
Oh, yikes.
at the Tommy Bartlett Show?
No, in the car after.
Oh, Lord. All right. It was the
well,
dancing
not literally in the car.
Mesmerized
thank God,
her.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Tommy Bartlett and his dancing waters, which was my favorite part of the whole thing, by the way.
And you know what? I had an idea last night, Todd, later in the show. I have another thing that we can have people vote on that
oh, boy.
I will do.
you'll do. Okay, very good.
Well, Kreitlow and tomorrow, it will be, can I get Kreitlow to do it with me is the bigger question. But yes, we can have a vote. I figured what's Kreitlow good enough for the goose is good enough for the gander.
Well,
or
Kreitlow
the duck,
joined our friend and colleague.
Or the duck.
Yes, Jane Matinere on Matinere on Air this morning. And so I know he's going to be talking about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow on his program between 6 and 8. And then I believe he's going to actually meander over to the fairgrounds proper and join Trigvy and I from there. We'll be broadcasting our show from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow in Chippewa Falls. Come on out and see us if you're in the area. And then on Thursday, we're headed over to Trigvy Olson's hometown stomping ground of River Falls, Trigvy, for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days.
Yeah, I had so much fun calling people, lining up the show. I can't even tell you. I ended up talking. The mayor of River Falls' his wife is a high school classmate of mine and one of my favorite people.
Oh, nice.
We've been friends since Mrs. Kelly's first grade class. And I ended up, you know what? This is what's great about Wisconsin. I called Joni to have a 5-minute conversation. We talked for 45 minutes, and I told her, I don't really want the mayor on the show. I want her to come on and talk about Pearson's Florist.
Why not? Why not? Exactly.
That's what you do. And we may shift the location to a place called Bikes and Brews, which is also owned by high school classmates of mine, right on the beautiful shores of the Kinnickinnick River.
See, that's what makes Wisconsin great are these connections, these relationships. And I'm just having a ball going around the state. I know you do as well, because we hear so much about what's going wrong and people get apprehensive and say, what the heck can I do about anything? Well, these are great examples. Patronize great local businesses. Take the family out. Just enjoy the fresh air or a great festival and relax, honestly, and make a plan to vote, be a voter, and participate in democracy. But if we all get out and just spend a little time out with real people, I think we just feel a lot better and de-stress ourselves, and we spread a little money around locally.
Yes, 100%. And when I told her, as well as two of the other people I talked to back home, what we were doing and what we were trying to promote, that there's lots, they loved it. Yeah, Joni's like, oh my God, this is awesome. So... Yeah. She's like, there's so much more of this needed.
I was just going to say, isn't it weird, in an odd sense, that when you tell people, no, we're doing all good stuff, it's like, now that's news, as it turns out.
Yes. Yes.
But there's so many great things about Wisconsin, and Trigvy and I are just so happy to be going around the state. And on Friday, we'll see where Trigvy ends up being, but I'm going to be down in Milwaukee on Friday from our location at the Republican National Convention at Panther Arena, which is right next door to Fiserv Forum, the main convention hall, and they call it Rio Row. An area there where Wisconsin media are lined up, and we'll be there on Friday to do the show from there. So big week ahead, Trigvy, but not what I was going to say earlier. If you haven't been to the Dells, you know, I encourage people to check it out. And there are things that you'll remember this quote from good old Don Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense under he was famous for once saying, one of my favorite quotes, there are things that we know, there are things that we don't know, and there are things that we don't know we don't know. So it's kind of like the Dells. There are things you know, the water parks, Noah's Ark, that sort of thing, Mount Olympus, you got Kalahari. Those are probably things that you know, maybe even the ducks. There are things that you don't know about, which is part of the, I would say, maybe people don't know about the natural beauty, the Bennett Museum, the photography, the history, the Wisconsin history that surrounds the Dells, the Native American history that surrounds the Wisconsin Dells. And then there are things that you don't know, which is when you come up here, particularly to a place like the original World War II Dells, Army Ducks, Land and Water, not only can you go on the ducks, we have these lovely brochures I'm holding up here. Here's the ducks, of course, what you could do. But now a big thing up here, Trigby, is ziplining.
Oh, yeah.
And here you have the right here at the current location we're at here, Bigfoot zipline. And I mean, you can see it on our live stream right above the ducks there. That's where you kind of just a straight line, kind of from up in the air down. And then across, I'm looking at from my vantage point, you can't see it on camera, but there's basically, I'll call it an obstacle-ish course where you have people, you know, in harnesses and helmets, and they're helping you through rope mazes, and they're helping you kind of zip line. And it's a great time had by all for the kids and the family alike. And one of the cool things here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks is that there's this theme of World War II, and it's kind of a salute to our veterans and our military personnel, which, again, is just a wonderful thing to do, because who deserves our thanks more than the men and women who put on the uniform and protect democracy and freedom every day, Trigby?
Well, that is 100% true. Even more so, though, I was sitting there thinking to myself as I was looking at those duck boats, about the experience I had when I took my daughters to Normandy to see the beaches at Normandy. I mean, those duck boats, real heroes rode those duck boats who understood. They weren't asking each other, did you vote for Roosevelt or I don't know who ran as the Republican in 36 or whatever, but they weren't asking yourself, did you vote Republican or Democrat in the last election when they were storming the beaches of Normandy on those duck boats?
Right.
They were saying, we have to defend democracy and freedom. And they were
Absolutely.
The best of America. And we need to get back to and that. The people we're meeting with are the best of America.
Yeah. And when you come out here, like I say, and you meet great people from our, you know, our folks at the hotel last night to folks serving breakfast to the great folks here behind the taking tickets and helping at the concession stand, you realize that we're in good hands moving into the future. We're in good hands. Going to come back and to talk more about the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Wisconsin Dells. Take your calls as well. We're live from the Dells of the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop from Phyllis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives, I can tell. Check out Dream Vacation in the Dell.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live, speaking of the Wisconsin Dells, the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Land and Water. We appreciate them hosting us. Nicely done, Mr. Zombers. You just dialed that up. Who does that again?
That was Trick V's
suggestion.
Gear Daddies. Yep, the Gear Daddies.
Who? Gear Daddies. What's it called?
Dream Vacation
in the Dells.
Dream Vacation in the Dells. I literally have never heard that song until right now, and I absolutely love everything about it.
It is. It's awesome. Totally awesome. We should try and see if we can get the Gear Daddies to come on.
That would be awesome.
How about,
I don't even know. I know nothing about the Gear Daddies other than they had a really good album. Yep. I Want to Drive the Zamboni is a classic.
Oh, I have heard that. It's been a while, but yeah. That's. But you know, like you say, it should be for today. I mean, I want to drive the ducks. And we're going to talk to a duck driver, is our understanding, just a little bit later on in the show.
Do ducks have a steering wheel, Todd?
Yes. Yes, they do.
They do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And in fact, I was going to wait till a little bit later in the show to bring this out, but maybe I might as well, as long as you just said that, why not? Hang on, let me bring it up here on the old phone. Our crack staff here, when we were talking about this morning, CP from the staff, one of our advisors here, he did a little research And this is fantastic. So he did a little research, and he found for sale, this is real, I'm not making this up, for sale a 1945 World War II Duck amphibious 2.5-ton truck. It says, we have this amazing fully restored amphibious World War II half-ton truck, also known as a Mama Duck. The project was completely restored from top to bottom, every minor detail, with original specs, original parts, and quality. And there are photos, and yes, Trigvy, it has an actual steering wheel on this thing and some other levers that I assume take it from land to water. But this thing is beautiful, and it is listed for $95,000, fully wow. restored. So, and it's in Columbiana, Ohio, is where it is currently being stored at. So you know a lot more people than I do in the political world. You know, maybe $95,000 is too steep, but I'm going to make this legitimate offer right now without asking anybody at Civic Media. I'm prepared to offer this person $10,000 cash. $10,000 will take it off your hand. Trivia, I think
oh
we could raise
God,
that if
could
we had to.
Oh, my God, you can paint it in Civic. We could use it when
exactly.
we drive around the state.
That's what
Somebody
I'm saying.
Somebody get
what
Sage on the phone. If Sage can get that for $10,000, dude, you should get that and use his promotional.
Right?
The Todd Arbaugh Show duck.
Can you imagine?
It would be a little rough in the winter.
Well, but can you imagine?
But it's got wheels. You can go across the ice.
Right, but we pull into Chippewa Falls, and we challenge Kreitler to a race on the water, his pontoon with our duck.
No, better we swamp it. We could swamp his pontoon with our duck.
So yeah, you know, I think that it lists for 95, but we'll take it off their hands for $10,000 cash.
Do you think it's street legal?
100%.
I strongly doubt it's street legal.
I don't think
oh,
it's
no,
legal.
I think it absolutely is.
Well, if it is, I mean, might buy
these
it.
Are street... to find out from the driver how fast that duck boat goes.
Well, we'll ask. But, I mean, these behind us are clearly street legal. And in the ones in the photo and everything, it looks exactly like the ones right behind us.
But they don't have blinkers
so, I mean,
or stoplights.
Yeah, they like do.
Tail lights.
They kind of install them. Yeah, yeah.
Could you take it?
We can make it street legal.
That would be, you could drive it in parades.
Exactly. Well, us coming from the political campaign side of things, that's
you know
that's
what
amazing.
You could take out the seats and you could make it into a studio. We'd put Zommers right in front. I'm king of the world.
I drive the duck and I run the board.
The mobile.
No,
yes.
No. Zommers is not driving the duck. I'm not.
The mobile Civic Media Duck Studios. Coming to location near you soon.
I'm not and getting we'll in the duck like if you're you'll... driving and running the board, Zommers.
Yeah, that would be a lot all at once.
No. Well, when it comes to social media, though, we have to be very careful because the last thing you want is to be sending unsolicited duck pics. So you got to be very careful about that.
Yes, somebody might tell you to go duck yourself.
We'll be here all week, folks. But no, I think it'd be great. And we could be like the old Lee Sherman Dreyfus for governor campaign and put a high school band in the back and go around with a band. You know?
I just think in the winter it would be really hard to get around the state of Wisconsin in a duck boat. It's kind of like a 4-month vehicle. We're gonna have to ask what they do. They must shut down. They must shut down in the winter.
Oh, yeah, I think they do. I think they're open like through November or something like that. Here's a new duck arriving now, right behind me. Look at that. See?
Yeah.
Pulling in. I wonder if they have names, each one like a ship.
Oh, I love the American flag on the back. They need a state of Wisconsin flag, too, though.
Yeah, that's probably true. But, you know, great American flag, so.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I wonder if they know the history of each of the ducks. Like, where the ducks. We have to ask that question.
That's a really great question.
I'm so glad that you pulled off the ducks rather than mini golf. Not that mini golf isn't great. Are you going to go over to Pirates Cove and play around before you leave? If I were there, we could have listeners take bets on who would win in mini golf.
Yeah,
kind of to that end, I have a great idea for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Todd. You tell me when you want to hear it. Maybe, it's a listener participation event.
The listener participation. Well, maybe an hour two. We got Luke coming up. We'll talk to him. Right. And then maybe at the top of hour two, just like yesterday, listeners sent us here to the Dells. And remember, 24 hours ago, I had no idea where I was going to do the show today. And here, 24 hours later, we're here at the beautiful World War II original Dells Army Ducks Land and Water in Wisconsin Dells. And what I was going to say earlier is you got great shows like Rick Wilcox, the great magician, just celebrated, I think, like his 30th year up here. It's fantastic. And of course, I mean, there are inclusive things like, you know, whether it's water parks and that sort of thing. But you could also, if you're on a budget, they have campgrounds in the area. Both you got Jellystone Park right down here. Brent Gasser, the owner, great guy, a great place where you can do everything from tenting to pulling your, you know, $200,000-$300,000 RV and hook it up. So you've got camping at Jellystone here. You've got great state parks. You got Devil's Lake right down the road where Earl Ingram and I were at Baraboo. You could camp out there. And of course, you got downtown old. So you got Lake Delton where we're at, the Wisconsin Dells proper, just across the river. And you've got things like the old original fudge shop. You can do candy there. And they've got trinkets and tchotchkes and all that kind of stuff and waste a couple of bucks or just walk around and play mini golf. So it really is one of those places where it doesn't matter whether you have a high budget or a low budget or a medium budget. It doesn't matter if you want to do more natural outdoor stuff or more kind of touristy things. There's something for everybody here at Wisconsin Dells Trivia. And we're going to be back and talk to Luke Mathers. A little Tuesday tangents at Luke's. Hey, here comes some zipliners. Look at this right above me. There they are. Zipping in back here at Wisconsin Dells after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back, we are live on location in Wisconsin Dells at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water for this Tuesday, July 9th. It's a beautiful day here at the Dells. Really one of those, I think probably one of the perfect days when you want to be at the Dells, at least if you can be outside, because it's warm. There's a little bit of humidity in the air, but it's also mostly cloudy. So your skin isn't going to get, you know, absolutely baked and burned. So you can enjoy all these outdoor activities without, you know, having to worry about just all the large sunburning going on. So it's a great day. If you're in the area, stop by and say hi. We're at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks right on the strip, as they say here in beautiful Lake Delton, which, of course, is adjacent to and part of the greater, quote-unquote, Dells area. Joining us from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. today, he'll be with us live tomorrow in Chippewa Falls for the Northern State Fair, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. And back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, our very own Luke Mathers for another edition of Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Luke, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. How about yourself?
It could be better. I mean, could not be better.
I was slightly worried that you were going to be, you know, at a lazy river or somewhere when it was an undisclosed surprise location for today's show. I'm grateful you're not in the lazy river. But it looks like a great shot that you got lined up there.
Thanks. And we got the, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you can subscribe or like us there on those platforms. We've got the ducks right behind us. The platform is on the other side of that where customers, riders are loaded on. We have the original World War II Army ducks being loaded. And then right above that, you can see there's the end of the zipline course or whatever you want to call it, where people go to and then get off, get ziplining going on. We've got a picture of Sasquatch here right next to my head. I don't know. It's not a picture. It's actually a statue of Sasquatch and a helicopter in the background. So, I mean, you got something for everybody here, Luke.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part about the Dells is there's something for everybody. So every family, every Wisconsinite, everybody from out of town that's coming to visit, there is an option for everybody to have some entertainment there in the water park capital of the world.
Right. Now, you grew up in the southeast part of the state, the greater Milwaukee area. Was it kind of growing up, was it a big deal? Did you kind of make a couple of pilgrimages to the Dells growing up as kids?
Yeah. I mean, it was a regular venture for the family. My birthday is late February, so that first kind of holiday of a new year for the school calendar growing up was always that president's like mid-winter break kind of thing. You'd get a long weekend off school. And so for my birthday every year, we would go up to the Dells. And that was nice to do because, you know, February birthdays can be a little dreary growing up. But when you can go to a water park instead, it's a real good use of time. So the family would load up the car. We'd go to the Dells for the weekend, for the long weekend with a couple days off of school. And it was always a blast.
What was your one or two of your favorite things as a kid growing up to do here at Wisconsin Dells?
Outside of dunking the siblings, water park, the water slides, all of those things, a great time there in the Dells.
Sounds great. We are being joined. Look at this, live and in person here by an actual driver. How's the volume of your headset? Is all right? All right, very good. I'm gonna turn your mic on here. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. This is fantastic, guys. So back on on the stream here, we got my co-host Trevi Olson for the week. And we also have Luke Mathers, who is back at the studio here. And tell us your name, please.
Jack Field.
Jack Field. So you have the same last name as the owner. Are you the owner's son?
No.
Really? You just happen to have the same last name?
We're related, but.
Okay. That's fantastic. So, Jack, how long have you been a driver here at Army Ducks?
This is my second summer.
Really? Second summer. Yeah. Very good. Are you in high school or college?
College. I'm going to be a sophomore.
Oh, sweet. Where do you go?
Marion.
Oh, yeah.
Fond du Lac.
Yeah, Marion College. Great college here in Wisconsin, the old Fox Valley. What are you studying?
Business marketing.
Sweet. That's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
So tell us kind of how you came to be a Dells Duck driver. What is this something you wanted to do since a kid, or how did it come to be?
Well, my dad and uncle did it, so.
Got it.
I was like, might as well follow the footsteps, I guess. And, I mean, I know some of my friends did it that were older than me, and I know a couple kids in my grade do it. My cousin does it.
Oh, really? Your cousin's a driver as well?
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I know a lot of people that do it. They kind of put me onto it, so it's a lot of fun.
So we have lots of questions from folks back here at the studio. We've been talking about this. First of all, and correct me if I'm wrong, it does have a legit steering wheel.
Yeah.
So it drives like, what, a truck, a car? I mean,
yeah, like a truck, but it's got no power steering, so you really gotta turn it. So
you really gotta crank on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Parallel parking must be just
not fun.
Zommers, you're definitely not driving the duck boat if we get one. No way. If it doesn't have power
My producer
steering.
Thought, well, he would drive the duck if we could do it, and he could also run the board, but clearly that wouldn't be possible.
It'd be tricky. Definitely hard at first, but you get the hang of it.
So do you have, and this might be a dumb question, but do you have to have some sort of a CDL or special license beyond your normal driver's license? And where in the world do you go to learn to drive a duck?
Well, we got our manager teaches us kind of like slowly, like step by step. And then you got to go get your CDL Class C.
Okay.
So he also trains you how to do the CDL test too. He'll like walk you through all that. And it takes about like, depends. Some people learn faster than others.
Right.
And it takes a couple of weeks, though, for sure, to get the hang of it and get the whole tour down and all that.
What was more difficult, learning the land driving part or the water driving part or the transition thereof?
I'd probably say the land, probably.
Really?
It gets busy here.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't paying attention on the road, so that can you got to expect everything out here in Wisconsin Dells. So, yeah.
There's no little Priuses to all of a sudden just jump up on you. You got to keep an eye out for Priuses on the road, not in the water.
They're coming around you. Yeah.
What's been your biggest challenge or something that was just, like you say, what was unexpected that you had to deal with all of a sudden in your couple of years so far driving the Dells here, driving in the Dells at the Army Ducks?
Probably just people that have had a little too much to drink. They really? Come on the dock and they just kind of shout and yell at
You or other
no,
customers?
Just to like themselves, like they're just blurting things out. But
so how do you deal with that?
Oh, I just kind of like, I don't know, like I'll bring them up and have them sit co-pilot or something.
Oh,
and so they're like kind of, you know, not bothered the other customers that want to like hear everything.
Right.
So yeah, just kind of try to like play it off like it doesn't bother me, I guess. But
well, you have to have a certain personality, I think, and it sounds like you do, to just kind of go with the flow and that sort of thing. What else? Talk to us, because we're talking to Jack Field here, one of the great driver, a duck driver here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land to Water in the Dells. Talk to us, Jack, a minute about you're not just driving, you're not just watching out for your customers, but you also have to be a tour guide and memorize a tour. What's that like?
For me, it was a little hard at first. But we got some guys that have been here for a while, so riding with them, you know, hearing what they got to say. Everyone's got a little bit of a different tour.
Okay.
So to hear guys that have been here for like 5-6 years hear their tour, and so that helped a lot. That was probably the hardest part, though.
Really?
Talking. Yeah. You know, because some tours are, you know, more excited than other people. Not everyone's laughing and having a good time. Some people are more straight-faced, so
they don't get the jokes, in other
words. Right, yeah, that too. So you gotta, you know, adapt to the crowd, I guess, so you could say. So
that's so cool. Luke, Trigby, anything for Jack here?
Yeah, I'm wondering, does it have power brakes?
Yeah, it's got good brakes. They can't go out, though. It has happened.
You can't,
so, they can't,
oh,
but not like anything serious, but yeah. The brakes do work.
Do they run year-round, too? Are you guys doing tours throughout the entire calendar year, or is there a season to the ducks?
Probably from the springtime to, like, the first snowfall, probably.
Oh, really? That late?
Yeah, because When the river freezes over, it's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't really do much about that. So
you have to bundle up because these things are all wide open. I mean,
I've taken a tour where it's like 45 degrees out. It's cold. It's cold. Yeah.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet it is. Guys, anything else?
Yeah, do you ever have staff parties where you bring a grill out on the dock and just go out on the river, do some fishing and... I think having a duck boat would be awesome.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You could totally pimp it out.
I have to bring that up. I'm gonna have to
put
bring
a
that
grill
up
on it. Yeah.
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 I think you guys are gonna have
That'd
to make
awesome.
Sure that
yeah,
all
the
keys are accounted for when Todd leaves, because it sounds like Todd and Trigvy really have their eyes on these duck boats.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. Do you guys know the history of the various boats?
I've long, since I was a kid, I thought how cool it would be.
What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was asking if you know the history
ahead,
of the boats.
Can you hear us?
Do you guys know the history of the boats?
Yeah. Yeah, so they, like, these were mainly used for, like, carrying cargo from the big ships to land. So there wasn't any seats. It was just the floorboards. Mm-hmm. And they would drop the cargo off the side of the boat onto the dock, and then they'd go on land. And they'd go, like, in a big circle, all the ducks.
Wow.
And carrying troops back to the boats. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
The ones that you all have here, the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, do you know where they came from? I mean, what originally, like, where they were used or not so much?
I know, like, some of them, like, I think my duck is from, like, Illinois.
Really?
Somewhere in Illinois. There was one. This one right here, Wass, was from Lake Superior. It was part of the Lake Superior Fire Department. And it it stands for a guy who was part of the Lake Superior Fire Department, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. They all got their own little, like, piece of history to them.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, does each one have an individual name?
Yeah. Yeah, they all do. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Based on their own history or who names them?
Yeah. Well, some
I see
of
that
them,
one over there is Mel.
Yeah, that's named after the founder.
Oh, really?
Of the company, yeah. Melvin Plath. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah.
Do you ever just, I mean, just to goof with people, do you ever make up stuff on the tour?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. All the time. You got to mess with the customer. You got to make, you got
to
give them.
What's the biggest fib that you've ever told on a tour that people seem to believe you and say, no, that's not.
So, like, the first time I go in the water, you got to put, like, your tires in neutral.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah, just disengage the six-wheel drive. The tires are coming up, and they all, like, look over. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm just kidding, man. We're going to need those. They all look over. They're, like, so disappointed.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, you got to mess with them just a little bit.
Now, I also see it's not just guys. We have women here, drivers as well. So, I mean, you don't have to be a dude to drive a duck.
No, yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. As long as you get the hang of it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How many women versus guys do you have on the duck? You call yourself drivers, pilots?
Driver. Yeah, I think we have like six.
Oh wow.
Six or seven. Yeah. That's so great. We got a good amount.
So if someone wanted to be like, I thought I want to be cool like Jack and drive a duck here. How do they get involved? How do they do it? How do they apply?
You can just fill out an application online,
okay,
probably, and then come in and do a little, go to the DMV, get your permit,
right,
for a CDL and all that, and then start training, I guess.
I think that's fantastic. I think so. Yeah. Well, I can't thank you enough for stopping by I'm sorry.
I have a question. Do you have to have a different kind of license to drive a duck boat than you do? What kind of license do you have to get?
Yeah, you got to have a CDL Class C. So you got to do, like, a road test on one of these. Mm-hmm. And then, it's a little bit of a process.
You have to take it out on the road? How fast will they go?
We have one on the our, like, CDL testing duck. It's in the back. But,
CDL testing duck? Yeah. I can drive that, you guys.
Oh, my God.
They don't go fast. They only go, like, 40 miles an hour top speed.
All right, well, stick around for a second. We'll come back and talk to Jack Field. We're here at the World War II Original Army Ducks in Wisconsin Dells, the Civic Media Radio Network. The Tonhall Ball Show, live on location at the original World War I, Army World War II, Dells Army Ducks Land and Water. We are here on location. Trigvi Olson joins us from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., a senior advisor at Lincoln Project. Luke Mathers joins us from the world headquarters back high atop State Street, downtown Madison. And we are here on location talking to Jason Thoner. It's your uncle, right?
Yeah.
This is Jack, Jack Field, one of the Dells Duck drivers, and he's telling us all about it. Now, Jack, we found a duck online. They're asking $95,000 for it, and I have, without authority from my company whatsoever, I have on the air offered them $10,000 cash.
Yeah.
$10,000. And you've looked at pictures. Jack, can you confirm via pictures this is a legit duck?
It looks pretty legit.
What makes it a legit duck based on the pictures?
Well, like the back, I know our mechanic was showing us like the original ducks, and they have like all that stuff on the back, like the spare tire and all that extra stuff. All
right.
So that's kind of how you could tell. It looks pretty legit, though.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, $10,000, we could pimp that out and take it in parades or whatever for civic media. And
for sure.
Wave to people. You could teach me how to drive it. And the great thing is, whether it was a parade on land or whether it was like a regatta down in Milwaukee, we could just take that was in the Milwaukee River.
For sure. Land and water.
See? How about that? Would you commit to helping teach me to drive a duck?
Yeah.
Fantastic! Look at that, Luke. I've got a tutor, a mentor to help me drive the duck. All we need is $10,000.
I have,
and for them
and
to
I
knock
have,
off knock off $85,000.
I have
price,
zero so. To do with this. This was news to me, so this is completely out of my ability to approve. I'm not touching this one.
All right. Well, but you wouldn't be opposed. You wouldn't be a no vote, right?
Where are you going to store it? I don't know even know what.
We'll find a place.
Okay. All right. Fine. Well,
life finds a way.
I guess, Jack, you think $95,000 is a good price for a duck? Is that right about the ballpark? If they're telling you they're
a little pricey.
It's a little pricey. Okay.
Little pricey.
See,
it's not even.
I think you're gonna be taken for a ride.
I'm offering 10. I'm offering 10 grand.
I don't know, Todd. I don't know. This isn't. What is it? Where'd you find this on Craigslist? How are you going back and forth with this person?
It's a legit site. But we'll see.
Todd, I also want to say anything we have. That 10 grand is Pawn Stars prices, where you bring in something and they're like, this is worth $1 million. And they're like, best I can do is 20 bucks.
Right. Well, you know, you start low and see where you go. Jack, is there anything about driving a duck we haven't asked you in all of our foolishness here? Is there anything about driving a duck that we haven't asked you that you think is important for people of Wisconsin to
know? No, not really. I think you guys got it pretty good.
You have a duck call. Give us a little hit of that. That's an actual duck. I bet the kids love that.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
And they can buy these duck calls here in the gift shop, right?
Oh, yeah. Right from us, the drivers.
Oh, from the drivers.
Yeah, right,
do you get a cut?
We get back.
Do you get a cut of the call?
Oh, yeah. We buy these.
Oh, really?
So, from upstairs.
I see.
So it's like a little
incentive. It's the way you kind of earn tips or whatever.
Yeah, it's like an incentive tip thing. Yeah. All right.
How much does it cost to buy a
$5 for me. I charge $5.
All right, Jack, here. We'll do a transaction here on the air. I want $20 worth of calls.
Right, I'll get you four.
What size shirt do you wear?
Large.
Large? All right, hang on here. Let me look. You guys ask a question here while I'm finding Jack a shirt.
Well, Jeff Perry has commented on Facebook, and he says that, Todd, you can keep the duck at his place if you manage to snag one.
Look at that. My buddy's got a garage. All right. Here's a beer, football, and radio media shirt for our favorite duck driver now, Jack. Hey, I appreciate you.
Of course.
Thanks for stopping by. We've learned you've been a lot of fun and great guests. Thank you so much. And I'll find you later on, and we'll do a little social hit over on the duck.
For sure.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Field, our duck driver here. Now, how fun was that? How fun was that?
That was amazing.
I can see how green Trigvy is with envy right now. Like, Trigvy's like, I want to be at these ducks. I can see it, Trigvy. I'm serious. Like,
I know.
You've got severe
FOMO
right now.
He tried to get a fight out here.
Yeah.
I think if I were part of the billionaire class, I would have my own duck boat, completely pimped out, grill, jacuzzi, like the whole nine yards.
I don't think you need to be a billionaire. Yeah. You just need 95K. That's all.
But then you got to pimp it out, and I bet insurance on a duck boat is probably a lot.
I would believe that.
Especially a pimped out duck boat.
It certainly would be kind of a luxury item. I think you'd need to be in the billionaire class. But if I were Jeff Bezos, I'd definitely have a duck boat.
There you go.
I might have an armada of duck boats. Because think about it. You could take it up on the St. Croix River, and if you had like three or four of them, you could tie them together and just kind of drift.
You know how?
And then afterwards, drive over to the bar and get your, you know, that's the best part about it.
You know how
you
insurance
do
companies
both land and sea.
You know how insurance companies have to keep buying tangible assets since they're only allowed to have such and such profit margins? Maybe instead of buying Ferris wheels for their employees and whatever else they do, they can just get armadas of ducks, just stockpile ducks and do parades.
Armadas of ducks.
Ducks are like a surf and turf.
That's exactly what they are. The surf and turf vehicle. It's exactly that.
Oh my God.
Luke, there are a couple
of minutes
left.
You know what? If Elon Musk could make a fortune selling electric cars, maybe we could make our billions by selling like pimped out duck boats.
We don't have them to sell. We're looking to buy them right now, though. We're on the opposite end of the market.
We have to buy them before we sell them.
You know what they say, buy high, Luke, never sell.
We got a minute and a half left, Luke.
You know how to make a small fortune?
How?
Start with a big fortune and spend it all on duck boats.
That's the best way to do it right there. That's how you get a small fortune.
Uh-huh. Exactly. All right, Lukester, how's the house painting going, by the way? People want
to
know.
Mother Nature is actually very kind to us. We are making progress, and we're almost there. The light at the end of the tunnel is there.
Very, very good. I can't wait to see it.
There you go. Yeah, it's going to be...
Is it chartreuse, or what color are you painting?
Shipwreck blue. So hopefully none of those ducks behind you have to shipwreck, but it's shipwreck blue.
I don't think that sounds beautiful. That sounds beautiful. Well, thank you for stopping by as always. We'll get to more Grinding the Gears next Tuesday. We'll have a lot to because we're going to be at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next Tuesday.
There you go. I will talk to you then, Todd.
All right. Thank you very much, Luke Mathers. Always a fan. Along Trigby, I think number one went pretty well. I can't wait for hour number two. Talk more to Trigby, talk more about the Ducks here. We're live on location at the original World War II Dell Army Ducks land in water. This is the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Complex, cock it and pull it.